So what is a plant? Can we define a plant?
It's easy. I mean, you see it and you know it's a plant. And
yes, but is it green? Is it crunchy? Does it have flowers? Does it have roots? You know, because some of the things, I mean, why is a mushroom not a plant? Grub comes out of the ground.
Yeah.
It's growing there.
Yeah. My my colleague at Paul Smith College, Sally Bogdanovich, asked me this, and I was stumbling around trying to find. I was like, oh my gosh, this is interesting. You know, biologists, we classify plants in a separate kingdom from other living things, but how do you do it? You try to make the list, and if you try to get really nerdy about it like that, you find out that the list is inconsistent.
And there's some crossovers.
There's some crossovers.
Like Indian pipes.
Right. So you're walking in the woods, hear these little white stalks coming up.
You'd swear it was a fungi.
A fungus. And then you look at them and, why are they not fungi? Well, you look closer. They call them Indian pipes because if you look, it has a little bell-shaped thing that makes it look like a pipe bowl. And if you look carefully, you realize it's a flower. And fungi don't have flowers.
So, well, maybe this one does.
Well, maybe that one does. All right. Then you would have to look at the cells making it up. And if you look at a typical plant, the cells would be little blocky things with mush inside them. And if you looked at a mushroom, it's fibers. It's like you look at your jeans. You're wearing blue jeans. Oh, that's a solid thing. No, but if you looked with a microscope or saw what it's made of, it's made of cotton fibers all woven tightly together. And that's what a mushroom is, little fibers, instead of the blocky things. So the cells would give it away under a microscope, and the flowers would give it away. Mushrooms don't use flowers. They don't make seeds and blossoms. They only make those little spores that drift around.
Mm-hmm.
So the ancient Greeks used to call them plants.
But they weren't as well informed as we.
You wouldn't.
So what other crossovers do we have? You have lichen. What's a lichen?
Yeah, no,
that's
a tough one.
Green and kind of growing and leaf-like sometimes. And
yeah, I mean, it looks like mosses,
it's
right?
It's like moss,
you see them growing on a tree trunk or something or on the ground, and oftentimes mosses are in among them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look closely, the moss is usually a brighter green. Than if there are any green lichens, and sometimes there are other colors of lichens. They're kind of pastel, lighter.
Gray, greenish, silvery.
Yeah. They're tough to classify because the body of a lichen is a fungus. So if you pulled it apart, it would have those little fibers and all, and it looked kind of cottony under a microscope.
Like the mushroom.
Like the mushroom. But then if you looked really carefully, you'd see that the greenish color in a green lichen is actually little green dots. And if you look closer, in among those fibers are little green dots that are algae cells that actually give it the green color. So it's like a white cottony thing with a bunch of little green flecks in it. And it's a combination of a fungus with algae living in it. So it looks like a plant, traps sunlight, makes food that way. But it's not a plant. It's actually not even a fungus by itself. It's the combination of the two, because if they're not both together,
you don't have a lichen.
You don't get a lichen. We've done that with students at the college in my biology class. One time we got a little petri dish and put some growth medium and we tore apart little lichens and just got the fungus part without any algae. And you drop it on the little medium there. And when it grows, it looks like a ball of cotton.
No kidding.
It won't grow into a lichen.
So, but that brings up another question. What is algae?
Yeah.
It's green.
Right. If you get green algae, they trap sunlight like a plant.
Right.
But a biologist like myself would weasel out of it by saying they're single-celled. If you're single-celled, you can't be a plant. Even if you make your living as a plant does.
So somebody just decided this.
But the weirdest thing is some algae are as big as a tree. We classify now seaweeds like giant kelp and everything as algae too. So that's a tough one.
That's a tough one because they sure look like underwater plants to me.
Right. So again, it would have to do with how are the cells built and things like that. But you see that what seems like a simple question that should be easy to classify and have this simple little list is actually way more complicated.
See, I was going to say I know a plant when I see it, but if seaweed is not a plant, I can't even say that anymore.
Yeah. Well, actually, I tell my students that the kingdom that we put seaweeds and algae in is sort of a grab bag. It's the fluff box where you put everything that didn't fit in the other kingdoms.
I can see why you guys needed to create that category. Dr. Kurt Steger at Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.